This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Weather plays a large role in what our fall colors look like. In particular, we get more vibrant reds when we have warm, sunny autumn days and cool nights. Yellows and oranges tend to stay pretty consistent from year to year, but all colors will be duller if we have a warm, wet period during the fall. One of my maples is already turning. For the best color, we need a warm, wet spring. We had the wet part, a drought-free summer, that was not a problem, and a fall with warm, sunny days and cool nights. Of course, if we have a severe frost early, the leaves die and that's that. Forecasters are suggesting peak will arrive slightly later. Specifically, the later peak is due to heavier precipitation and warmer temperature trends expected through September. I mentioned some fall color plants to place in your landscape yesterday, but there's more. Take a stroll through your local garden nurseries. See what's going on there and ask questions. Some options include serviceberry, also known as Juneberry. It's a great native shrub with fabulous fall colors that range from orange to red. The wildlife, including us, find the fruit pretty darn tasty too. Lindens and Kentucky coffee trees have all around great looks with a pretty yellow fall color. Consider the hawthorn, a top-notch small landscape accent shrub with a superb branching habit, a blanket of white flowers in spring, red berries, and brilliant color in fall, sort of like a tomato-y orangey gold. The cultivar Crusader is thornless, too. It grows 25 feet wide and 25 feet tall, is great for under power lines, and you can underplant it. Its canopy clearance is typically about 3 feet from the ground. I have pictures and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.